This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, it is open for business. And today's guest is Dato Billy Goh from Empire Auto Group. Founded in 2002, the Empire Auto Group's humble beginning started from one small Hyundai sales dealer in Kampung Bahru, KL. Today, the business encompasses passenger cars, light commercial trucks and heavy commercial trucks. Welcome, Dato Billy.
Thank you, Freda. Good morning. Good morning, BFM.
And good to see you again. This is a very interesting story because this was something that started 17 years ago.
Yep.
And your story is that you watched your father in this industry, but you decided to take it to the next level. Maybe you want to go back to when you were growing up and what your father was doing.
Yeah. I grew up in an automotive family. My father started as a Proton Yon salesman in the 80s.
Okay.
In the 80s. So he ventured into used car business in 1991. Mm-hmm. So that time I was in primary school. So basically that's where I hang around in his office, you know, after school. And I have gained the passion in cars since then.
Okay.
So it was already predetermined that I will grow up into automotive as well.
Okay, yeah. Did you have a choice?
Of course I do.
Okay.
You see, I grew up, I had a very big freedom in choice, choosing my school, choosing my courses. You know, I'm quite independent, big support for my parents. But the passion in cars has developed, looking at how my dad grew his business and all this. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it was your choice to go into this business.
Yeah.
Now you graduated in accounting, you know, in Australia and everything. And so when you came back, you decided to do this and started with one small Hyundai sales dealer, right?
Yeah.
How did it evolve over the years?
Okay, very lucky me. You see, when I first completed my degree, I came back. My dad and family has moved up to KL already from Batu Pahat, Johor, where I was born. He was already in imported cars and recon cars, but apparently he just secured the Hyundai sales dealer. That's where I think I want to start from there because I see real potential in new car dealership business. Compared to used car businesses. So I was put in charge. From one outlet from Kampung Bahru, in the next year, we have opened another outlet in Stapa. And subsequently, towards the years, until today, it was 17 years already. It's already 17 years. So up and downs, of course. But through a lot of, innovative sales methods, I would say myself, being so young in the 20s running automotive, I remembered my peers, my other dealers' friends, they are easily 40 and above.
Okay.
But it's far away. I still remember myself started the business at 22. I was telling everyone I'm 26 already.
Okay.
So that my words actually carry some weight.
Okay.
Remembering my salesmen, those in 40s, 50s as well. So it was not easy. My age was the biggest obstacle then.
Just making it 4 years more make the difference.
Okay.
Now, what's very interesting is now you control 30% market share of Hyundai sales. You got a Proton 3S in Batu Pahat, as well as a Proton 4S in Teluk Panglima Garang, which is under construction.
Yep.
It's going to be launched soon, right? And you decided then to work with Hyundai when it was not that known and so popular.
Yep.
What were you thinking?
Yep. Well, I think I'm a bit weird in a way. I sort of not really overconfident, but I think as long as we have the heart and passion, I believe that there's nothing quite impossible to achieve. So started with Hyundai. The good thing with Hyundai was, although it was not a real popular brand then in the early 20s, 2000, there are a lot of opportunity, a lot of opportunity. That's when we started to expand our business from one outlet to where to seven outlets at the maximum point.
Right.
In fact, at one point we were ahead Okay. 8 outlets.
So yeah. you changed your from a dealership to a distributorship.
From Hyundai, we are still dealers. The mm-hmm. distributorship is Sam Darby.
Okay.
Hyundai Sam Darby. So we have built from one outlet to what we are today, and we had at the highest point 34% market share, which means close to every 3 Hyundai car, 1 car sold by us. That's in 2017.
Okay.
We are still maintaining 30% in 2018.
Okay.
Yep. But the major turning point was at 2015.
Mm.
I think, like we said, always crisis, they can also create opportunity.
Okay.
Yep.
That was the year of GST.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, months before GST, the two industries had suffered quite badly was automotive and property.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because of the uncertainty, consumers are waiting. Should I buy now? Should I buy later? It will be cheaper. Some say it will be expensive. So the uncertainty make consumer holds back.
Mm.
That's when we were struggling very much, very much. Crossed my mind, should I size down our business?
Okay.
Or should I take the opportunity to expand because there are some real good opportunity in the market. So I took the latter. Mm. We from 4 outlets then before, so we took out over some other outlets.
Okay.
So at the maximum at 8 outlets.
So you use that time to expand?
Yep. Instead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, sorry. Why again?
Yep. Opportunity. You see, to set up a dealership, from building the three S structure to the working capital, easily you need multiple millions, a few millions to do. So there are some good deals available in the market.
Right, okay. Yeah. There are some people who want to size down.
Yes.
So that's when you strike.
Yes. Instead of becoming like them sizing down, so I took over some.
You went on the offensive.
Yeah.
They went on the defensive.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, that really changed the direction of the business?
Okay. What happened was after that move, before that, our market share in Hyundai was at 10-12%.
Mm.
After that move, we restructured a bit, set some policies, created some, as usual, innovative sales method and all this. We push up our market share to 25% the year after.
Right.
So in 2016,
okay,
our market share was at 25% already.
Okay.
So 2017, we pushed all the way up to 34%.
Okay. Yep.
So that's a major change.
All right. Yep. So I want to talk about the innovative sales methods, and also you see the future of commercial vehicles in just a moment. And you're tied up with two Chinese brands.
Yep.
Right after this, I'm here with Dato' Billy Goh from Empire Auto Group. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Dato' Billy Goh from Empire Auto Group, a business that started in 2002 and now 17 years on. They control 30% market share of the Hyundai sales, Proton 3S in Batu Pahat, as well as Proton 4S in Teluk Panglima Garang, which is under construction. One of the things that you're looking at is you've tied up with two Chinese brands, right? Very interesting. Why have you decided to tie up with them?
Yep. You see, throughout the years, from Hyundai dealerships, I think we have gained. I've learned how to from one small outlets to 30% market shares. Mm. I think we have done something quite great. But that's at the time where I think we should move forward already. Mm. What's available? To me, my own opinion. In the 80s, 90s, that's when Japanese came in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Yep. Until today, there has in Southeast Asia, of course, worldwide, they have established very strongly Toyota, Honda, Mazda.
Mm.
In the late 90s, the Korean came in, Hyundai, Kia. Mm. And today, Hyundai, Kia, they rank number 5 largest automotive maker in the world. I strongly believe from now onwards, Chinese brand will move outside China.
Okay.
And start dominating automotive market. We can see a lot of changes in the past 5 years.
Right.
Some of the Chinese automotive brand has started taking over some of the international brand in Europe, in UK.
Yeah.
Yep. And the domestic market in China is so great that they push all the Chinese brands to upgrade their quality.
Hmm.
their design, because the market is so vast and competitive. If you're not good, you won't survive in the market.
Mm.
So this is where I think I want to be the early adopters to Chinese brand, right, and secure the... Yeah.
Okay, I can see it though. You know what I mean? Like how we just first started off with, how old I am. So we see the Japanese watch and then we buy a Japanese car, yeah, right? And then, you know, you buy your Samsungs and your phone and everything, then that goes to the cars. Well, yeah. I think like now people buy the Huawei and all that. And you see that that's where the trend seems to be. Now, you've tied up with two brands, which is Jack and
Foton,
right? Yeah. And these fall into what space? Jack is the number one light truck company, and Foton is the largest commercial vehicle brand, right?
Yep.
These two areas, why these sort of vehicles?
Interesting. You see, all the things that we do not have clashes in products. Mm. So from Proton, the entry level, Hyundai, the mid-range level, now commercial car. Why commercial cars, the two brand? Of course, Jack, we are focusing on light truck. Mm. That's the best in China. And Foton, we are focusing on the vans, the commercial vans, the window vans, and the heavy commercial where we see all the trailers and like Prime Movies. Look, in short, Transformers lah.
Okay.
That's easy to understand. Yep. So again, why into Foton and JAC, and why commercial? Commercial cars. I strongly believe Malaysia still has a big room for improvement in commercial cars.
Mm.
You see, we have seen Zack Ma or Alibaba taken over Lazada last year.
Right.
The e-commerce is set to boom in Malaysia, in Southeast Asia. In Japan, Korea, China today, you click something online, afternoon, you will get it.
Mm.
It's so convenient. But in Malaysia, we are still experiencing 2 days, sometimes 1 week before your parcel arrives.
Okay.
Right. So, but this will change drastically, and maybe in months or maybe 1 or 2 years, it will be at the same path where we are looking at the
on demand market.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So nowadays everyone buys online.
Mm.
So parcels are arriving. Like at my house, my wife, you know, every day I see small parcels arriving every day. So
surprise.
Commercial cars, they need the vehicles, and of course we know Malaysia. The Japanese brands are dominating the commercial cars in light trucks. They are like about 90%.
Yeah.
China cars. Why I do so? I mean, this is a daring move.
Mm.
Because I need to build confidence. Still, the perception of China vehicles are still not so ready for Malaysia.
Mm.
So I think the products, if they can be number one or top in China, they are ready for the world because it's so competitive there. And what we are getting here to Malaysia are the best. I've chosen the best spec for Malaysia market that's suitable for Malaysia environment, the weather.
Mm.
And of course... it will be on international standard.
Okay. When you talk about pricing, is it slightly more value for money?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. That's our aim in our company and myself. We aim to create the best value for the market.
Mm.
So this is all the aims that we are moving forward.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking at this article that you from a Malaysia retailer, and then you've also tied up with PKT Logistics Group. What was this for?
Okay. We are the... PKT's customers, and PKT is also our customer, so it's a vice versa. Of course, Dato' Michael Teo, my mentor, know him for almost a decade since so many years ago because he is also related to automotive, where he handles all the logistics for all the major brands. So now our cars are imported by, the logistics is handled by PKT, so that makes us become the, that makes them become our customers. And of course, our spare parts are handled by PKT as well. So vice versa. And of course, PKT also bought fleets of heavy commercial, our Foton Daimler truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's very interesting is, like you were saying, that, you know, with e-commerce and how we need all these vehicles, it's like, wow, you know, there is an opportunity there and people could buy quality and value for money, people would go for it. There is a growth in that space, right? Mm. Why have you tied it with, you know, Proton?
Yep. Proton, you see, of course, we started Proton after the Geely and Proton tie-up.
Mm.
And again, I'm quite lucky to be able to have good foresights on things through, of course, understanding and knowledge in the market. I see Proton has real potential, real good potentials. And after Geely and Proton tie up, I heard like in 3 years they have 10 new models. And true enough, with the successful X70, the entire Proton branding has is so different from last year, same period. If you notice, through one successful vehicle, and they have many more coming. So that's where I also started to diverse. Of course, the entry level, to me, it's an entry level vehicles brand in Malaysia. So we started from Batu Pahat, where I was born.
Okay.
And of course, second one will be in Klang Valley, where it's near Klang, Telok Paning Megarang.
Right.
Yep.
So when you say, you know, foresight, right? I mean, it's not so easy though. When you say I have foresight, but there's also a lot of, what do you do as an entrepreneur? There's a lot of homework. There's a lot of study. What do you do?
I'm quite an active guy. So I don't stay in office all the time. I do a lot of outing, meet a lot of people, get a lot of market information. Through, of course, after 17 years in automotive, somehow we know what can move and what cannot move. But sometimes product and price is not the main factor that sells. Yeah, that's not always the main thing. Like what we are doing in commercial cars, the two Chinese brand, we know we have good pricing. We know we have good products. We don't stop there. The real key factor is understanding customers' needs.
Okay.
What they need in commercial are good after-sales service and support.
Okay.
Yeah, in terms of spare part, in terms of nationwide representative where we can provide support in major towns and cities. Yeah, all these are factors. Of course, at the end, the personal touch, the availability of us, like once we have, I remember we have a minor issue where a PKT truck first delivered, there's a small issue on the lights at night. Our team arrived within an hour to support and make sure the cars are on the road again.
So it's these things, right? It's not just the price and the product. No. The people will just look at that immediately, but they don't realize that after sales is just as important. Now, you also talk about, you know, so understanding from the customer's perspective and having the foresight. Also creative marketing, right? What else do you do in terms of marketing?
Well, I remember, of course, this I have to, one of the reasons why we able to push ourselves to 30% in Hyundai market share also through innovative selling. Remembering, back in 2012, 2013, 2014, we already started to sell online. Well, up to today, if I say I am selling online, it's still quite unbelievable because buying a car, people still need to see, touch and drive it. Test drive it before we make decision. But not to forget today, when you decided you want to look into a car or interested in a car, the first thing you do is through your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before it was not so advanced through phone, but we do have, I remember... motor traders and all this, they were hard copy when Muda and Carly Start came in. We are one of the early adopters that we will advertise a lot inside, but not through company, through our salespeople.
Right.
Yeah, I will support our salespeople through marketing funds and all this and encourage them to go online instead of just waiting for walk-in and traditionally selling through friends and course,
So beyond face-to-face, you're already doing, using either internet, using e-commerce in that sense. So that I guess when you look at the four P's, it's the place you're in, distribution is important. Your distribution channel is important. Yep. Right. Okay. You know, in the last, I guess, 17 years, right, from 22 years old, so we work out how old you are. What have you learned about yourself as a business person? You know, when there were moments, I guess, like the GST story, the most challenging time. How do you get out of that?
GST story, GST time, of course, up and downs there many, many times. I still remember in 2006, that was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the time when the National Automotive Policy, the NAP, first introduced. We had very bad time then as well. I remember from because we had only two outlets from our main office selling at 30 over per month, we only sold 6 that month. It was about this period of the year. So that was the time where we are losing a lot of money every month then.
Bleeding.
So my dad was very still active in that, so I seek his consultation, seek his advice. We had prepared our surrender letter of Hyundai.
Okay.
And we have prepared, I've signed. But of course, the MD then persuaded us to stay on a couple of months more. But after 2 months, and the market recover a bit.
Okay.
Recover a bit, so we're able to sustain back. So that's one of the quite...
difficult.
Challenging time. A lot, GST was one. After GST, actually, you see, from 4 outlets became 8 outlets.
Yeah.
I suddenly incurred a lot of overheads, and the market did not recover immediately.
Yes.
So that year, I gave myself 1 year to although we started to sell, market share go up, but profitability was not there, so market was still tough.
Right.
So that's where I need to look for opportunity again.
Okay.
What can I, or how can I survive? Look for new segment where we have larger margin.
Right.
Better or easier selling method for our people. This is where I get into bulk purchase.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, market was bad.
Yes.
Markets were really bad. So a lot of distributors, actually, they have a lot of aging cars that they cannot sell, and they cannot discount in a big way. This is where I saw the opportunity and approached them. And throughout the 2 years, we have bulk purchase more than 1,200 units for cars.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Bulk purchase means we buy entire bulk, and that model only available
through you.
Through us. So indirectly, we are like a little distributor that the whole market only we have that. So I can control the pricing. I can control the marketing. And through this, because there's no more competition. So interesting point, that is where I have a little bit more margin, and my salespeople also can make a bit more because no more competition.
Right.
But how to sell? Of course, if the distributor can't sell, what makes us can sell?
Right.
So that's again the innovative marketing came in. Of course, when we bought, we can enjoy lower price. But the important thing was, we guarantee users, they are still getting the same car, the brand new car, the unregistered car, and the warranty is still the same. Everything remains the same, but the price can come down 10 to as much as 30%.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's, but also that decision to buy 1,000 or whatever, 200 cars.
Yeah, through many deals.
Yeah, too many deals, all right? But you, to do that and say and hope that, you know, this is the right, you're betting on the right horse.
Yeah.
So it's all about marketing as well.
Yes.
And trusting that you made the right decisions, right?
Yes.
Have there been times when you didn't make the right decision and why?
Through the bulk purchase, so far very lucky.
Okay.
With all the deals were successful.
Okay.
Of course, to make the deal go through, I must be confident with the pricing before I go through, because it's a big gamble.
Right.
We in automotive, we have to pay upfront, and we have to sell within certain period to be able to. Yeah.
Yes, it's not buying
the risk is there.
It's not buying kacang putih.
Yeah, the risk is there. Yeah.
You know, so this has been really insightful, and for sharing with us, and you know, lasting this journey as well. Look forward to more great stories. You know, another 3-4 years, maybe 20 years already.
Yeah.
thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Dato Billy Goh from Empire Auto Group, talking about his journey in the automotive industry. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.